American Samoa's best music mix. It's on 93KHJ. Taya Manuia and Manuia Labadeaso Ferreira as we get into Friday mode here on a beautiful day heading into the weekend. We got DOH's STI office in the building. We want to welcome program manager Ina Saanga. Hey, Ina.
Hi. Hi, John. Good morning.
Health educator Tailo Fea. Hey, Tailo.
Good morning.
And their CNA, Sina Farani. Good morning, Sina.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you both in, or all three of you in here. And I know we've had a crazy morning with guests, so thanks for for waiting out there for us. But STI, real quick, what is it? Just a review and refresh. I know you guys have been on with this before, but what is that an acronym for? What does that stand for?
So STI stands for sexually transmitted infections.
I see. Okay, and we're talking about that today. So can you tell us, you know, just what you're promoting about that today? And I guess we can start from there.
Okay, great. Thank you, John. So April is considered STI Awareness Month. It is a public health campaign focused on educating people about sexually transmitted infections, how they spread, how to prevent them, and why regular testing matters. So the whole goal of this month or awareness initiative is to raise awareness about common STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. It is also to encourage regular testing and early treatment, to reduce stigma around sexual health conversations, and to promote safe sex practices like using condom and open communications.
Okay, and a follow-up to that. Thank you. That's in there. Who should get tested?
Get the eyes. Especially people who don't consistently use protection, pregnant women to protect their baby, and anyone showing symptoms. And we want to emphasize that STIs don't usually show symptoms, which is asymptomatic. So we recommend people to get tested at least once a year or more often based on their risk. So regular testing helps with early detection and prevention.
Okay, and keep people STIs.
Thank you, John. STIs use protection. We do offer condoms and lubes available at our clinic. Get tested regularly and talk openly with your partner. Always stay monogamous in your relationship and avoid having multiple partners. And to avoid having any sexual activities if you know that you have any symptoms.
Okay. And which age group in American Samoa is most affected by STIs according to the available data?
So according to our available local data, ages 15 to 24 are the most affected by STIs here in American Samoa. And if we break that age group down further, it's 20 to 24 years old that has the highest percentage, and then followed by the 15 and 19 year olds. Hence why we do our outreaches out to the community college to educate and open communication.
Okay.
And conversation.
So STI, that's sexually transmitted infections with DOH. This is the group that's in studio here today. And if you are promoting an event, when and where is that happening?
For STI Awareness Month, the Communicable Diseases Division is engaging the community through education, prevention, and testing outreach. So we recently partnered with the American Samoa Alliance on the Talanoa Talk Now podcast, available on Spotify, to discuss sexual health and reduce stigma. Our team will also visit high schools next week across the island to engage and to educate them about such important topic. On April 23rd, also, we're offering free confidential STI testing, educational materials, and day one judgment-free space.
All right. And if people call for more information about STIs and STI awareness, where should they go? Where can we direct them?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the question, John. So the Department of Health has three outer clinics, which one is in Leone for the central area, that'll be in Tafuna, and then one in the east side, which is Amouli, and not forgetting the clinics in Manua as well. All of these testings are available at all the Department of Health clinics, but also the main hospital at LBJ. And if they want to, we are located right across from the Wayland Glass Building in Fa'ima. But if you'd like to just give us a call, you can contact us at 699-0649 or reach us on our cell phone, 782-2990.
And lastly, what key message would you like to leave with our listeners regarding STI awareness?
Thank you for the question. So, share, I'd like to raise here. The main goal of this awareness is to spark the attention, not only just for the youth, but also our elderly population. SCI does not discriminate by age. As Sina had mentioned, the age group from 15 to 24 accounts for most STIs on island, but that does not disclaim or discourage those who go above that age group. So the main purpose of this is to continue the conversation, need to know more or get more education on what STI is, and to also to eliminate the stigma and creating conversations that become normal rather than taboo. But also what we also seek when we counsel our patients is building that trust over time, which is essential for honest conversation about sensitive topics. And then I can move on to for our free beer order to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. Thank you.
For me, I think my takeaway would be STIs are more common than many would realize. And since many of the STIs don't show symptoms, regular testing is essential. And like Ina had mentioned, breaking the stigma around sexual health and making it a routine topic, it can be sensitive and people tend to be silent and feel discomfort. But our program would like to encourage the community that it's okay to have to normalize such conversations in our daily lives. And we're here to support you, so don't hesitate to reach out for care and information. Thank you.
My key message to our listeners would be remember the three T's, talk, test, and treat. So talk openly, get tested, and your future.
Month, and can I just ask a question? I'm going off script here, if that's all right. You mentioned that they're more common than we know about. Is there a specific STI? When I grew up, they were called STDs. But is there a specific one? Like you kind of touched on chlamydia and gonorrhea when you're mentioning the list of them. Is there any one particular that is here in American Samoa that we might not know about?
Yes. So the most common STIs found on island is chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Okay. And you said, is it the population under 18? I mean, like, if you look at the census, over 50%, like 50 to 60% of American Samoans are under the age of 18. So, and you mentioned 15 to 24. So are they very sexually active high schoolers?
I would say yes. With the fast pace of technology nowadays, I mean, the generation admission department, a lot of when you go out to the high schools and also the community college is to educate the students on facts, on what they need to know, what they need to protect from, but not sugarcoating anything, giving the right information so that they can utilize the resources that are available on hand for them.
And so you said prevention. What's the best way to prevent an STI?
We offer free condoms at our clinic. And we
100% yeah. effective.
Like if you're under 18, what are you doing? You know, actually, frankly, I mean, if you go by the biblical mandate, if you're not married yet, what are you doing? You know, you should wait till marriage. Yeah, it's anyway. That, when you mentioned that age group, but I mean, unfortunately, that's the way of the world. Like 15 to 25, that's just when. Yeah, that sounds like anywhere in any state, U.S. state or Pacific Island, I imagine that's your most sexually active population. Yes. And you're right, that is completely. I mean, if you have that, no. Is that a death sentence, though? I mean, that's not the end of the universe, is it?
That is not the end of the universe.
So we do have treatment available at the clinics,
and it's
for
free.
Anyone for free of charge.
Now, when you have it, is it something like? Is it like the chicken pox? Like you get it once and it's gone forever, or is it a lifelong?
Well, it depends on
challenge.
It depends on how sexually active you are. When a person is diagnosed with an STI, given the 14 bacteria.
And then lastly, you know, if this, God forbid, this happens to you or one of your kids or something like that, like, what about confidentiality? Because, you know, this is the kind of FICA collar that people live off of, you know what I mean? And, like, you don't want this getting out. This is just, yeah, something that you would definitely want to keep internal. What can you tell us about protecting the confidentiality of your patients?
Well, that's a good topic where... that you just touched base on. especially with the different diseases that we promote. It deals a lot with confidentiality. HIPAA also plays a big part in the job that we do. So whenever a patient comes in, we do stress how important the confidentiality is, but also giving an awareness to the parents that if or child are going to experience it or they are experiencing symptoms of an STI, do not be frightened or
It's not like they have stage 4 cancer.
Exactly.
It's not a death sentence.
We've had parents who are more understanding that they have brought in their child to get tested and get the treatment they need. So, yeah.
All right. Well, hey, appreciate you guys going off script there and just talking about the biggest challenges that we face. I'm glad that phones are out there. Mm-hmm. Are people as active as they were like 10 years ago, or now that everybody's on the internet and not leaving their house and just staring at phones and scrolling all day, are they less active?
That's a good question.
We'd have to look at data from like 10, 15 years ago, huh? Yeah, I don't know. I got to tell you, the birth rate, I don't know what I hear, like these not having kids anymore too, because the poorest nations in the world where they don't have any money are still finding ways to have kids and like, you know, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I feel some kind of way about that because
you are right. I believe about 2 or 3 years ago, there was an article that was shared by the Department of Commerce regarding the infertility with the drop in the population in American Samoa. I'm not sure if people are as active as they were now or like 10 years ago.
Is the average family, how many kids would you say the average 25 to 35-year-old has?
I mean, looking at it right now, I would say the most would be like 3 to 4, or just one.
Still, that's way bigger than Palangis. Palangi families are like, you know, these are dogs or our cats are.
That's a different story.
Your cats aren't kids. Anyway, all right. Well, I appreciate talking with you. And it sounds like they're here. Ball are here. Are you able to mention that, or would you say it's under 50?
Yes.
Okay. Is it over 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Way over 20.
Way over 20, but just a shade under 50. Still, that's enough. You know, one sexually active person
is a lot for our population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So, is that Mom Tina Anga?
No.
Okay. I'm all right. Sorry. That was a good friend of mine from back in the day that has since passed. All right. And Tailo Fea, thank you guys so much. I know this is a big month, and we appreciate you guys staying up. But do you guys have a Facebook page or anything like that we can follow?
Yes, we do. We have a ASDOH Communicable Diseases Facebook page.
All right. Thank you, DOH. Did you want to mention something else there?
Okay. No, thank you.
Sorry, you're making sign cues. Happy Friday.
It's Friday.
All right. Well, good stuff there. Hey, awkward conversation, but you got to have it, man. This is obviously a reality here if there's like close to 50 STIs here. So, all right. Ladies, thank you so much, and we'll be around if you need anything else, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye. Back after this.